All right, we'll say good evening. So, share with you a beautiful idea by the Lulav Rebbe in the Sefer Berachai. See, this is something quite beautiful. So remember, again, at the end of the Megillah, Parakhtas in the Megillah, so after the incredible victory over Haman, Achashverosh, so Mordechai and Esther declare the days of Purim as a Yom Tov. And interestingly enough, the way they decide to mark this Yom Tov as a Yom Tov is Mishlach Manos, right, Ishtare'ehu, Umatonos La'evyonim. Ultimately, Mishloach Manos literally means sending food. So a man is a portion, sending of portions. Ishtore'ehu, one man to his fellow. Umatonos la'evyonim, and gifts to the poor. So in terms of like, what's the pshat? Meaning, why did they decide to institute these particular practices as a way of celebrating the day? Meaning, what does it have to do with Purim? So of course, again, on the most basic level, what this has to do with is the following. That Haman's entire objection to the presence of Klal Yisrael within the kingdom of Achashverosh was Yeshno Am Echad Mufuzar Umufurad Bein Ha'amim. So there's a people, and they're so scattered, and they're so divisive, and they don't get along. You know, you would think that if a people are persecuted, at least if everyone else hates you, you should like each other. And yet these Jews, everybody hates them, and they still don't like each other. What kind of people is that? I mean, what kind of nation is that? And that's how Haman tries to malign us. So therefore, Mordechai and Esther, recognizing that this was the beginning, ultimately, again, of the negative speak about Klal Yisrael, tried to rectify that in the form of the Yom Tov by having people reach out to one another. That's Mishloach Manos, Matanos Levyonim, is a way of saying we do care about each other, we love each other, we're connected with one another. But the Rebbe has a beautiful insight. He says, Levad mi mitzvos Mishloach Manos kipshuta. In addition to just the regular understanding of the mitzvah Mishloach Manos, Shematarasa laharbos. So first of all, you should know the pashup shot in Mishloach Manos is even simpler. The pashup shot is there's a mitzvah of Sudas Purim. In order to ensure that everyone has Suuda, so we have Mishloach Manos. This way, again, if I'm sending you food, you're sending me food. So ultimately, we all recognize, hopefully, between us, there is enough, ultimately, again, that we all have enough for Suda. That's the most pashat of all approaches. The second most pashat approach will be Shematarasa laharbos achva v'reyos bein adam l'chaviro. Really, but the purpose of Mishloach Manos is to increase friendship and love between one person and his fellow. So I'll say, first of all, this is also an important yisod because this concept of Mishloach Manos is often overlooked. Right? The goal of Mishloach Manos is to serve as an opportunity for building bridges, building connections, and building friendships. So dafka, there's an inyan to give Mishloach Manos to people who you don't know as well, and even in the more people who perhaps you have a little bit of a strained relationship with. It's an incredible opportunity to try to mend fences, meaning your best friends, they know you love them. They don't need your Mishloach Manos. See, it could very well be, but the truth is, it's so much easier to send Shalach Manos and ask Mechila, right? But in Achinami, but the truth is, that's the Yom Kippurim, Yom Pur, that's definitely the beginning, meaning asking forgiveness is a very hard thing. The first thing you need to do is you need to take a step towards a person. So that's the goal. The goal is to build achva and reyos. The goal is to ultimately build love. But the greatest intensity of love that can be built is when there's a relationship that's fractured, or there's a relationship that's strained. They're very important to sow. But he goes on. He says, Yesh ot mashmaos amuka b'mitzvah rabazu. But there's another deeper understanding in this mitzvah. Listen to this. V'chovas ha'avoda v'kavanas ha'leiv. So says the Rebbe something beautiful. He says that really when it comes to Mishloach Manos, the idea over here is that it is an obligation, chovas ha'avoda bekavanas ha'lev. There is a certain aspect of Mishloach Manos that happens not with my hands, but happens with my heart. There's a certain element, there's a certain kavana that exists inside that has to be part of this message. He's going to define it just what it means in just a moment. But look, mitzvahs anashim milumada, and not, God forbid, to make it like rote, to make it just like a common yearly occurrence. Ukimais, listen to this. Ukimais shayi b'chasid echad shehevi magash malei peiro shonu lefnei rav hakadosh bala beis avram islanim. So one time, someone once brought a shalach manas to the slanim rebbe, the beis avram of slanim, and he brought a magash, a tray filled with fruit. It's supposed to be shalach manas. Kimitzas hayom So apparently the Beis Avram of Slonim was a very sharp individual. So what did he say? Atam mevi li peiros, you're bringing me fruit. Tavi li ashtikel hearts. Why don't you bring me a little bit, and what he says in the brackets, ma'at rigshus halev. Why don't you bring me a little bit of emotion? Why don't you bring me a little bit of heart? It's very nice that you brought me the fruit. Very beautiful, you brought me the platter. Why don't you instead bring me a little bit of heart? V'alokach kosev. Let's listen to how beautiful this is. This is what the pasuk says. U'mishloach manos ish l're'ehu. U'mishloach manos ish l're'ehu. That what's the din? The din is to send portions ish l're'ehu. What does that mean? Hainu. Sheyavi ha'adam es atzmo. So first of all, listen to this diuk. Mishloach manos. What? So what? What mishloach manos? What? What am I supposed to send? What am I supposed to send? Ish. I'm supposed to send ishiyusi. I'm supposed to send some of myself l're'ehu to my fellow. Now, before we go on the interpersonal level, which he's going to go bin adon l'makom, but on the bin adon l'chaveiro level. What this means ultimately is this yisod, that the goal of Purim is to create achdus. That's the goal. The goal is not to, you know, figure out. You know, it's always amazing to me that no one should get offended by this statement. But you know, it's always interesting. You know, what's your theme for Shalach Manas? I never understand. I think it's the most. Excuse me, I apologize, but it's a colossal. It's bizbuz zman. It's bizbuz zman and it's bizbuz kesef. Now the idea over here is what's the theme? The theme is the mitzvah. Theme is the mitzvah. That's the theme, and the goal is to be inexpensive and practical. That's the goal. Because much more important than whatever the theme is to give of yourself. That's he says umishlach manos. So what's the manos? Ish. I'm supposed to give of myself to who? The re'ehu, to my fellow. The goal of Purim is to create achdus. And by the way, that's the whole role of alcohol, right? The whole role of chayiv inish l'asuyim puri ad lo yodav arav l'baruch morchai. What is that goal? That goal is, because the great part about wine, the great part about it is a few glasses and everyone's your friend. Everyone is your friend, and that is the greatest bracha. That's the greatest happiness when suddenly again, that's what it means. Ad lo yada. Bein arhaman lebaruch Mordechai. Suddenly again, there's no friends, there's no enemies. Everybody's just am echad. Everybody's together. Everybody's biyachad. But both say, in order to do that, more important than what's the food in the package, I have to give ish. I have to give of myself l're'eu to the other. Let's say it's an incredible yisod on Purim. That's the whole goal. You know, you want to know if you know. Rav Pam Zecher Tzadik Livracha said, you know, how does a person know if they have had a successful Purim, right? If you make it to Shacharis the next day, right? If you're learning and you're davening the next morning, that's a successful Purim. I'd say a little bit different. I mean, yes, I'm not arguing, of course. But I'd also add into that, you have to ask yourself a simple question. Purim night, when you're about to put your head down on the pillow, you have to ask yourself one simple question. Did I create more achdus in the world today? Did I create more achdus? Did I create more love between Jews? Did I give mishloach manos of ish? Did I give of myself to someone else? If I have, that's a beautiful Purim. If all I've done is had a good time and delivered a bunch of stuff, but I have not given of myself to someone else, then by definition, that's not a successful Purim. But the Rebbe goes on. He says, but re'ehu doesn't just mean man. Sainu sheyavi ha'adam es atzmo. He says so beautiful that you know who else Re'ehu refers to? Re'ehu refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the goal of Purim? Umishloach manos. I'm supposed to give a gift. What kind of gift? Ish of myself. El Re'ehu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The goal of Purim is to give more of myself to my fellow man, to give more of myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes on, he says, Ube Purim, Hazman Grama Lekabel Al Atzmo Bekabala Al Ha'asid Lihios Tov. We'll say Purim is the day to make a Kabbalah. We'll say this is the Yom Kippurim you sowed. Purim is the day to take upon myself a Kabbalah. Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm going to give you more of my ish. I'm going to give you Shalach Manas. We have to give Shalach Manas to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And what's the Shalach Manas to Ribbono Shel Olam? Ish. Just Kadosh Baruch Hu just wants more of me. That's all he wants. An amazing thing. He loves me. All he wants is more of me. So on Purim, a person has to make a Kabbalah to give more of himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'kaba asma b'kabbalah asa liyos tov. To be good. U'lohosif biras Hashem tahura. And to add on to my yiras Hashem, kizeh kol ha'adam. For Rabbi say, this is the entirety of man. So we'll say, so take a look at we'll just do one more piece for tonight. Take a look at footnote Mem Beis. So he tells over here, a beautiful maisa. He says, Shana achas kaporim, haya agon Rabbi Yisrael Salanter zatzal, b'yilufin u'bechedva kimitzasiyom. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the father of the Muslim movement, was in a state of happiness and joy on Purim. V'hergesh talmida hagon Rabbi Naftali me'Amsterdam zatzal, Sheshas HaKosher he. So his Talmud, Rav Tali Amsterdam, felt that it was like an opportune time to speak to his Rebbe. V'yalkin amar lo b'tzchos l'shono. And therefore he made a joke to Rabbi Yisrael Salander. She'ilo, listen to this. She'ilo haye mekabal es rosho shalashag es aryeh. So now Rav Naftali of Amsterdam said, you know, if only I had the head, which in the brackets is kishronos of the abilities, if I had the head, if I had the wisdom of the shag es aryeh, v'libo shall I yisod v'shorash avoda, and I had the heart of the mechaber, the yisod shorash avoda, umidosav hatovos shall a rabbi, and Rabbi Saul Salanter, I had your midos, because in brackets, shekiyadua hayarosh tenuas hamosr, v'ulachim b'chol kochol yasid limud kavua v'seder musr b'yeshivas hakidoshas. Rabbi Saul Salanter tried very hard to introduce musr into the curriculum of all yeshivas. So he was somewhat successful. I don't think not as successful as he wanted to be. So Rab Naftali says, if I had the head of the Shagis Aryeh, the heart of the Yisod Sharash V'Avoda, and the Midas of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Hayazocha Lios Yehudi Mushlam. Oh, then I would be, that's a Jew, that's a Jew. Right? The head of the Shagis Aryeh, the heart of the Yisod Shara Shiva Avoda, and the Midas of Rabbi Saul Salanter, that's a complete Jew. He says, listen to this. Mocha ba agon Rabbi Saul Salanter, va'amar lo, lo kenhu. So listen to this. Rabbi Saul Salanter says to Rabbi Nathal of Amsterdam, no, incorrect. V'chafi tzakodish parachu b'mitzos shelcha daika. The Ribon Shalom doesn't need you to have the head of the Shagis Aryeh, the heart of the Yisod Shorash V'Avoda, or the Midos of Yisrael Salanter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants you. Sha'ata Berosh Shelcha. He wants you with your head. U'Belev Shelcha, with your heart. U'Bemidos Shelcha, and with your Midos, with all of your qualities. Ta'aset Nachas Ruach Leboris Baruch Shemo. All the Ribon Shalom wants is Shelcha. All the Ribon Shalom wants is your Ish. All he wants ultimately from you is you. Mipnei she'ina kodesh baruch hu dorish min ha'adam ki im shibot ki im she'yavot im ramach ivarov hu shesa gidav she'yish lo daika. All the Ribon Shalom asks of me is to serve him as me. V'imoyim Ya'ase nachas ruach lebori yisparach shemo al yidei yigi aso. And I will say that's ultimately again how we give nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We give nachas ruach to the Ribono Shel Olam not by trying to become someone else, but simply trying to maximize who we are. Look at this last paragraph. V'itochin shegamido zirvosi. You know, by the way, this is the famous maisa. Famous on Reb Zusha of Anapoli. Said, you know, after 120, I'm not worried that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask me, Zusha, why weren't you Moshe Rabbeinu? And I'm worried he's going to ask me what? Zusha, why weren't you Zusha? Ribbono Shel Olam never asks us to be someone or something we're not. Ribbono Shel Olam just asks us to be the best ish we have the ability to be. And therefore the din on Purim is U'mishloach manos ish terei ehu. The goal of Purim is, I have to skip, well, look at the last paragraph, V'itochin, shegam midazu, so says again the Mechaber that this is the mitzvah mishloach manos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevakish manos umatonos mikol ish kafi mashehu. The Ribbono Shel Olam asks mishloach manos from every ish as they are. Ribbono Shel Olam says, it's like two different interpretations. Either it's mishloach manos ish. God asks us for a gift. What does He ask us for? He asks us for more of ourselves. Do more good. be better, give me more of you. Or the other possibility, really, which is a related idea, is, and the Ribon Shalom only asks me to be me. All he asks of me, the Mishlach wants, the gift that he wants, is just for me to be the man I am, just for me to be the person I am, but to try to be the best person I can be. And all I need to do is try to give more of myself, and be more of myself, and give that to Re'ehu, to my fellow. But who is the Re'ehu? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kakasuv, as the Pasuk says, Re'acha, V'Re'a Avicha, Al Ta'azov. So beautifully, the Gemara says, the Pasuk in Mishlei says, your friend and the friend of your father do not leave. So you see, interesting enough that the Ribono Shel Olam himself, Bichvodo Ba'atzmo, is called the Re'a. It's called Re'acha, right? It's called Re'ehu. And then, for Gerbos, I think we come out over here with just an incredibly beautiful, so you know, it's amazing how you could observe the same Yom Tov for decades. And yet, every single year, you see something new, or you learn something new, or you appreciate some new and different dramatic dimension. So, we're all familiar with the idea that Purim is about Achdus. Right? It's clear. Mishloach Manos, Matzvos, Avyonim, it's all about how could we become a more cohesive nation, to prove Haman wrong, and ultimately, again, to bolster our people. But now we also understand is that Purim is not just the din and giving more to the other or to our fellow man. Purim, I should say differently. Purim is not just the din of ben Adam l'makom. Excuse me, ben Adam l'chavero. It's also a din ben Adam l'makom. And the simple mandate of the mitzvos hayom is mishloach manos ish l're'ehu. The goal over here is I have to give. What do I have to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to my re'a? Ish. I just have to be myself. But I just have to try to give more of myself, to push myself a little bit more, to grow a little bit more, to keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu a little bit more good. I will say, to build on this, by the way, you know, and what's the next part? Umatanos le'avyonim. Matanos le'avyonim. So I will say, you know, there's an interesting idea that when it comes to Purim, the halacha is, kala poshet yad, nosnin lo. Right, they will say, whoever, right, the halacha normally is, if somebody comes to you for tzedakah, you have every right to ask questions. Right? You have every right to be comfortable that the cause is legitimate. Except for one day, Purim, somebody comes and asks you for money for Purim, you give. So I just saw such a beautiful idea, the Talalechayim. Talalechayim is the Chalban. So Talalechayim brings down, he says, what does he call that poshet yad? He says, whoever makes themselves poshet, kala mafshit es atzmo, kala poshet yad. Say, Purim is not a din about I need to become some gadol. All I need to do is be pashtos. All I need to do is be me. All I need to do is easy. And if I come to the Ribono Shel Olam, emotional, I want to be me. Will you help me self-actualize? No, sin lo. The Ribono Shel Olam says, of course. Of course. But the idea over here is that I have to reach out. It's called a poshet yad. If I'm willing to live a life of pashtos, I don't mean in a material sense. I mean, I'm willing to be just, I just want to be the best me. I recognize I'm not going to have the head of the Shagas Aryeh and the heart of the Yisrael Tzor Shavodah, the Midas of the Yisrael Slanta. But the good news is I don't need to. I don't need those things. All I need to do is to be me. All the only Mishloach Maros, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants is the Ish. All the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do is kala poshet yado. It's just to say, Pashas Moshe, this is who I am. I just want to be the best me I can. No, so Kadosh Baruch Hu says, that's the best matana you could possibly get. So our avodah on Purim is to build bridges with one another, but ultimately build bridges with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. We build bridges with one another through Matanos Levyon, through Mishloach Manos. We build bridges with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by simply giving Him just a bit more of who we already are. Shkoyach.
What's the avodah for a woman? A man at least can...